朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
所以保罗的一生不仅仅是得着基督的一生。
So this life he lived entirely to lay hold of Christ.
保罗的一生是活出基督的一生。
And he lives his entire life to live out Christ.
啊，我今天不是头昏了，我是准备从 CBA 讲回来哈。
And I am not confused. I come from the back and I'm moving forward.
啊，所以保罗的这一生不仅仅为了得着基督。
So this life that Paul lived not only to lay hold of Christ.
他很重要的就是活出耶稣来。
But more importantly to live out Christ.
所以这是我们能够做的最重要的一件事情。
So this is the most important.One thing that we can do.
决定不是在事情上我们马上为主做什么。
That not in the world immediately we could do something for God.
当我们更多得到基督的时候。
But certainly when we lay hold of more and more of Jesus.
你就会更多的活出基督来。
We're going to be able to live out Christ more and more.
你就会在神手中真成为何用的器皿。
That we truly could be a vessel that is useful in the Master's hand.
所以我们一再讲，一再讲，一再讲，已经讲了好几年了。
We repeat it again and again and again for many years.
到底神所要的是什么？
What is it that God truly wants?
到底神所要的是什么？
What is it that God wants?
被改变的生命。
Those lives that are transformed and changed.
被改变的关系。
The relationships that are changed.
当生命被改变，关系被改变的时候。
When the lives are changed, when the relationships are changed.
我们的生活和侍奉一定改变的。
Our lives and the way we serve will be changed.
前两天我们在英国的时候，那天袁志明讲。
And again, a few days ago when I was in England, Brother 袁志明 was speaking.
他引用鲁迅先生的一句话。你不知道也没关系，我也不知道他。
He used a particular gentleman's word to speak.
他说这个再完美的苍蝇还是苍蝇。
And no matter how wonderful a fly is, he's still a fly.
听得懂哈
？You understand?
再完美的苍蝇呢 ？Flies.
Flies.
Okay. 再好的苍蝇还是苍蝇。
No matter how wonderful, how great, how beautiful a fly is, it's still a fly.
再有缺陷的勇士还是勇士。
And any warrior that is not quite up to par, he's still a warrior.
很好了，没关系，因为毕竟我们都不认识他。
We don't know this particular guy he's talking about.
所以如果是苍蝇的话，少做一点事反而好。
So if we are If we are flies, maybe we do a little,
对不对
not as much, that would be even better, right?
对不对如果还是旧造的生命你还是只苍蝇的话你最好少做一点事情。
And if we still carry this old nature, this old flesh, then maybe if we don't do as much, that would be better.
是一只苍蝇还是什么坏的一锅粥是什么老鼠屎不是苍蝇啊对不起哈我国语不好。也一样啦你苍蝇进去你也不敢吃的。
A single drop of mouse poo would ruin the entire porridge.
我在读研究所的时候，因为我很可怜，我没有机会发表我的恩赐，我没机会做菜。
And so when I was in grad school, I didn't have the ability to cultivate my gifts, and I didn't have any chance to really cook.
因为我原来在学校包伙，然后后来出来住到弟兄之家的时候，已经有三个大厨了。
And when I moved out of grad school, I was living among the brothers at church, and there were only three great cooks there.
所以他们只安排我负责洗碗。
And they just assigned me to wash dishes.
所以我没有机会发表我其实一个潜能在我里面。
I know there's a gifting in me to be a great chef.
我到今天都没办法发挥，因为后来就是这个于师母不让我叫我君子远庖厨。
To this very day, I still don't have the ability to develop that gift because my wonderful wife wouldn't want me to cook.
她那时候住在姊妹之家。
She was living among the sisters.
如果我要去他们那边讨一口饭吃的话
，If I want to go beg for some food,
他们给我的责任就是帮他们抓苍蝇。
And the responsibility they gave me was to catch the loose flies.
所以我只要有一把橡皮圈，我就可以把所有的苍蝇打光光的。
Actually, if you give me some rubber band, I can actually kill all the flies in the room.
没有橡皮圈的话，我就空手抓。
And if you didn't have rubber bands, then I will grab them with bare hands.
因为美国的苍蝇笨死了。
Because the flies here in America are quite dumb.
我讲真的哈，你们
seriously,
yeah,
seriously.
我不好意思说跟你们 ABC.
And I didn't want to compare to those of you who were born in America.
真的，你们如果连苍蝇都抓不到的话，你们太差了。
If you cannot catch a fly, Woe unto you.
我们在台湾的苍蝇 IQ 都很高的。
And the flies in Taiwan have very, very high IQ.
你才走进它，它就跑掉了。
The moment you walk in the room, it takes off.
它不会像中国、美国的苍蝇趴在那边，尾巴还摇来摇去，摇来摇去。
And the flies in America, they will stay there, wiggle their tails, and
yeah. 所以这个苍蝇，你如果是只苍蝇，再完美的苍蝇，就请你当苍蝇，不，你最好少做事情。
If you were to be a fly, no matter how wonderful you are, maybe do a little less.
不管你去哪里，都把人家弄脏了。
No matter where you go, you
啊，你不喜欢这个教，你不喜欢这个教会，你说这个教会这个问题那个问题，你换一个教会又把教会弄脏了。
And you don't like this particular church. You don't like this. You don't like that. You change to another church.You're going to mess up that church.
So Billy Graham said, 地上没有完美的教会。
So Bill Bright says that there is no perfect church in the world.
如果有的话，千万不要去，免得把人家弄得不完美。
If there is one, please don't go there because you're going to ruin it.
因为我们这个人都有问题。
Because we all have problems.
我们身上带着问题。
That we carry problems.
真正要解决的都还不是外面。
And all the issues are not just the outward stuff.
真正解决的是我们生命的问题。
The stuff is the life inside.
所以保罗这一生得着基督。
So Paul used his entire life to lay hold of Christ.
保罗这一生活出基督来。
This entire life, he wants to live out Christ.
所以你看，我只是用了几个很经典的话哈。加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
不再是我。
It says, "No longer I."
乃是基督。
But Christ.
保罗说，因为我活着就是基督。
For me to live, it is Christ.
好，弟兄姊妹，这句话我真的是不得了的话，对不对
？And these are great phrases. These are great words.
啊，所以以前有个神的仆人，几十年以前，可能都已经上百年了哈。他大概几十年前在印尼，他讲道的时候。
And servant of the Lord, he was in India.
啊，对。Indonesia.
Indonesia. He was in Indonesia.
他对上千的人讲。
He was speaking to thousands of people.
他说如果一个活物里面装的是狗的生命，他活出来是什么？
If a living creature has the life of a dog within him, what is he?
全场一千的人都说狗。
And everybody says, it is a dog.
他说如果装的是基督的生命呢？
And if it has the life of Christ?
通通安静的，没有人讲话。
Everybody was quiet. Nobody said a word.
他就再问一次。
And then he asked again.
如果装的是狗的生命，他活的是什么？
If this living creature has the life of a dog,
又是全场的，并不是睡着了，大家都说狗。
And everybody in unison says, it is a dog.
他再问一次，那装的是基督呢？
And then he asked again, what if the life is Christ?
就不敢讲。
Nobody said a word.
不觉得都是谦卑了。
It is not that everybody is humble.
而是因为我们自己活出来的实在不像样，就不敢讲。
So we know that what we live out really does not match to.
所以我说，我将来到天上，我碰到保罗，我是第一个要道歉的。所有圣经的旧约人物，我不是所有圣经的人物，我第一个要道歉的是保罗。
And all the characters that I find in the scripture, when I go into heaven, when I see them face to face, the first person I want to apologize to is Paul.
啊，我现在感激他，感激的要死。
And I thank him so much.
可是我从前觉得他好骄傲。
And in time past, I used to think that he's a very prideful man.
你怎么讲也不要讲成这样子嘛。
And no matter how you say it.Don't say it this way.
怎么会说我活着就是基督呢？
And for you to say something like this, for me to live, it is Christ.
啊，你讲我效法基督已经算是很好了，对不对？
When you say, okay, I'm imitating Christ, that's probably good enough.
他说我活着就是基督。
But he says, for me to live, it is Christ.
要活着是基督，只有一条路。
And there is only but one way for this to happen.
就是不再是我。
And it is no longer I,
乃是基督
but Christ.
所以主耶稣呼召我们说，若有人要跟从我，就当什么？
So Jesus calls us and says, if anyone wants to follow me,
就讲舍己，中文的舍己还是有受苦的味道。
And the connotation of giving up yourself is something very bitter.
但是英文却说 denied yourself, 就是你要否定你自己。
The English translation says you need to deny yourself.
知道在我里头无善足称。
That I know within me there's nothing good.
我也知道在我里头就是在我肉体中毫无良善。
I know that in me, that is in my flesh, there is nothing that is good.
所以立志行善由得我，但是行出来就是由不得。
So I can will to do good, but I find that I have not the power to do so.
所以保罗早就已经讲到此路不通了。
So Paul already declared to all of us, this is not the way.
啊，有没有人开车看到说 not a through street 还往里面跑的？
And has anyone ever driven down a dead end or a sign that says no outlet and you keep going?
我们还是跑的。
And we still go.
不可能的。
It's impossible,
你挺着好奇跑一次就是了。
And maybe you be curious and you do it once.
你不可能跑五次、跑十次，或者跑五年、跑十年。
You go 5-6 times or keep repeating the same path 5 to 10 years.
你看还有多少人到现在还在讲立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
And so many people are still quoting this verse. It is I who will to do good, but I find not the power to do so.
他在腓立比书一章二十节他说：“无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。”
In Philippians chapter 1 verse 20, it says, as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death.
就是不管你的环境是什么。
So it doesn't matter what circumstances I encounter.
不管你的遭遇是什么。
It doesn't matter what is it that I face.
都要叫基督在我身上照常显大。
That Christ may be magnified through me.
所以不要把责任丢给祖宗。
So do not give your responsibility to your ancestors.
哦，现在很多人都把责任丢给祖宗。
A lot of people blame their ancestry.
啊，我们生这个病、生那个病都是祖宗不知道犯了什么罪。
And we are sick here today because our ancestor did something wrong.
在基督里我们是新造的人。
In Christ, we are all new creations.
旧事已过，一切都是新的。
The old has passed away, everything's been made new.
而且就算他真是在我身上有一些事情的话。
And if truly they have some influences in our lives.
保罗仍然说，无论是生是死，要总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Paul still says that whether by life or by death, Christ will be magnified in me.
所以不要去羡慕别人。
So do not go and admire someone else.
就在神给我们所有的客观的条件里面，我们来荣耀他。
In your own circumstances, you can glorify Christ.
你记得我上次讲过，有一个这个年轻男孩子有一天在照相的时候，在照镜子的时候。
This is a young man. I gave a story that a young man was looking at himself in the mirror.
他那天稍微还满意一点自己，就回头问他妈哈，他平常都不满意自己。
He was particularly delighted in himself that day. He turned around and spoke to his mom.
他说：“妈妈，我还帅吗？还长得还算帅吗？”
And he says, "Mom, do I still look handsome?" Do I look handsome?
没想到他妈妈叹一口气啊。
He found his mom sighing.
他说：“孩子啊，这是你妈这一生最对不起你的事情。”
His mom says, "Son, this is the one thing that mom has wronged you in your life."
听得懂吗 ，Josh？
Do you understand, Josh？
故意找一个帅一点的人讲这个话。
Someone who's quite handsome, I can ask him this question.
弟兄姊妹，外面帅不帅都不重要。
It doesn't matter how we look on the outside.
神在乎的是我们里面像不像耶稣。
What God cares about whether we look like Christ on the inside.
而且我跟你说，人在乎的也是我们里面是不是耶稣。
And I will tell you in sincerity that man cares about whether it is Christ on the inside.
虽然有很多明星，有很多的粉丝。
Yes, there are many stars and there are many fans out there.
但是人真正受苦痛苦的时候不会去找这些明星。
But when men are troubled, they are in bitterness, they do not go to those individuals.
当他心灵空虚想痛苦的时候不会去找这些明星。
When he is empty and void inside, he doesn't go after these folks.
因为人真正需要的是耶稣。
Because what they need is Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹保罗的这一生。
So brother and sister, we see the entire life of Paul.
他就是不管在怎样的环境里面他都是要活出耶稣来。
He says, no matter what circumstances I encounter, I'm going to live out Christ.
当基督更多在我们
When Christ is multiplied in us,
我们就被磨成神儿子的形象。
We will be conformed into the image of the Son of God.
能够越来越像主。
We'll become more and more like the Lord.
所以保罗是非常积极的哈。
So Paul is very, very positive.
他说我只有一件事。
He says I have but one thing.
忘记背后努力面前向着标杆一直跑，这个标杆就是基督。
He said I forget about the past. I run forward towards the goal, and that goal is Christ.
他所要得着的也是基督。
He says what I am going after is also Christ.
所以他在以弗所书第四章讲到要凡事长进，连于元首基督。
So Ephesians chapter 4 tells us, in all things grow and mature that we may be united with Christ.
不是学位越来越多。
It's not that we would gain more and more educational degrees.
不是钱越赚越多的。
That we have more and more accumulation of wealth.
也不是知识越长越多。
More accumulation of knowledge.
它是凡事长进，而且连于元首基督。
But in all things that I may grow and be connected with Christ.
每一件事上都可以长进。
That in everything that I may grow.
所以我说，到底神所要的是什么？
So I ask.Again, what exactly does God want?
就是叫我们在每一件事情上我们长进。
That in everything we may grow.
每一件事。
In everything.
长什么呢？
And what is it that is to grow?
到底神要我们长什么？神所要的是什么呢？
What is it that God want in us?
就是叫我们生命长进，或是跟主的关系长进。
That our lives will increase and our relationship with the Lord will increase.
能够越来越像他。
That we be more and more like Him.
或是跟他越来越亲近。
Or be closer and closer to Him.
今天中午我们不是有机会跟我们教会的这次特会的新来的这些 visitor 哈这些客人吃饭。
Today at noon we had an opportunity to dine with those who are visitors with us the very first time.
中间有个大家每一个人在自我介绍的时候。
And we had an opportunity for everybody to go around the room to introduce themselves.
中间有个年轻的姊妹说，当她一看到我的时候。
And there was a young sister that says, the moment I saw you.
她发现我好面熟。
And she thought that I looked very familiar.
后来她想一想，就是她小学的时候在光碟上看过我。
And she discovered, she remembered that when she was in grade school, she saw me on a set of DVDs.
然后讲到这里也就算了。
And if she stopped right there, that would be just fine.
她说：“余弟兄啊，你一点都没有变啊。
”And she says, brother, you didn't change one bit.
然后全桌的人都笑起来了。
And so everybody laughed.
因为他们都知道我常讲的一句话。
Because they all know a famous saying that I have.
如果人家跟你说你都没有变的话，你要当作是耶和华打发他来骂你的。
And if somebody tells you you haven't changed a bit, you got to treat it as God has sent that prophet to come and tell you, to scold you.
如果凡事都长进的话，那你可能从小学到现在我还没变呢。
And if I really grew in all things, then how is it possible that from your grade school until now I haven't changed a bit?
啊，对不对？当然他是好意的，他是指我长相。
Of course, I know she meant the way I looked.
我是不好意思多问，多问的话，他应该说我有长进的。
And maybe I should ask a little further, then she would say yes, brother, you grew.
啊，我说这个德国的那句话说人这个老得很快，成熟得很慢。
And this is particularly saying that man age very quickly, but they mature very slowly.
因为外体真的是一天毁坏一天。
And yes, the outward body is perishing.
我说我刚去中国的时候，那时候我才40岁。
And when I first went to China, I was in my 40s.
我忘了我大概是45岁左右的时候，有一次我做见证，我讲到我因为我身体不好，动太多手术，所以看起来苍老一点。
And so when I was around 45, I gave a testimony and shared that I looked a little older because the numerous operations that I've gone through.
这个我们中间的弟兄姊妹都知道这个故事。会后有个弟兄来安慰我，他说你一点都不老，顶多60好几。
And everybody here at SVCA knows that a particular brother came up to me, try to comfort me and says, you don't look at that old at all. You barely past 60.
我才40多岁，他说我顶多60好几，而且是为了安慰我。
I was in my 40s, and his effort to comfort me, he says, oh, you only but look like you're in your 60s.
表示他口下留情，我应该是70左右，他说顶多60好几。
So in actuality, in his mind, he's probably thinking that I'm in my 70s.
结果很多弟兄姊妹都安慰我说你不要理这个人。
And so many brothers and sisters came and comforted me and say, oh, don't mind him.
你知道吗？我这次到英国去。
You know, this time I went to England.
有一次跟一个弟兄聊天，讲讲话。
I was just having a conversation with a particular brother.
我就跟他讲到我在台湾的那个时代是我们几乎是整个经济啊、治安啊各方面都是几乎是最好的时候。
When I was still in Taiwan, we were at a state where the country was very prosperous, both economy and entire the well-being of the nation.
那时候蒋经国总统还有这个十大建设啦、等等，我那时候跟他稍微简单讲一下，他问我嘛。
So I briefly talked about the history of what transpired, what's happening then.
你猜他怎么回答我？
Do you know how he responded?
所以他说你是那个30-40年代的事是吧？
So that's happened in the 30s and the 40s, right?
如果我是30-40年代的话，我现在是80好几。
So if I was present in the 30s and 40s, I would be in my 80s right now, right?
所以这是另外一种变相的来伤害我哈。
That is an alternative route to try to harm me.
所以你们听我讲到要快听。
And so for those of you who are listening to me, you got to listen diligently.
等到我真的到80好几，可能你讲不出来。
When I'm in my 80s, maybe I wouldn't know what to say.
要抓住机会，好好得到基督。
Take every opportunity to lay hold of Christ.
好好长进。
And to grow.
所以神对约书亚说：“你已经年纪老迈，还有许多未得之地。”
And the Lord said to Joshua, "Joshua, you are advanced in age, but there are still many grounds you have not laid hold of."
所以当约书亚听完的时候，
And so when Joshua heard these words,
他不仅仅在主的面前积极，
So not only was he became positive and active before the Lord,
他也把这个负担传给比他年轻的人。
And so he gave this particular burden to those who were younger than him.
他说你们单言不去得那地要到几时呢？
He says, how long will you wait to go and possess the promised land?
弟兄姊妹，每一天都应该是得产业的机会。
And every single day is a day where you should accumulate more of the God's promises.
每一件事情上都应该是得着基督，都是长进的机会。
And everything is an opportunity for me to grow in Christ.
当我们在这里过日子，当我们在这里经历事情，如果没有得着基督的话，
When we live our days, when we go through event after event, and we have not laid hold of Christ,
这就是神对约书亚说，就是约书亚对百姓说的，你们到底在单言什么？
So this is exactly what it means when Joshua says to the people, "What are you waiting for?"
你们要单言到几时呢？
How long will you wait?
还不去得吗？
Aren't you going to get up and do something?
你还有许多未得之地。
Go and claim these promised lands you have not yet laid hold of.
我说过未得之地，圣经上有这么多的应许，我们还没有经历过，这是我们的未得之地。
And I said that there are so many promises in the Scripture that we haven't yet experienced ourselves. These are promised land.
圣经上有那么多的旨意，我们还那么多的使命，我们没有去活，这是我们的未得之地。
There's so many of God's commandments into our lives that we have not yet fulfilled them. Those are our a promised land.
但是我也常常讲一件事情。
And oftentimes I still say.
是跟我们经历最直接发生关系的。
It's most immediate related to what we experience every day.
就是什么东西到现在还在搅扰我们，还会激动我们，还会来捆绑我们，这都是我们的未得之地。
What still bothers us? What still keeps us in bondage? These are the things that we haven't yet laid hold of.
我们有没有在什么罪的事情上、肉体的事情上、习惯的事情上、嗜好的事情上，我们不能自由的？
And are there any sins, any habits, any things that you delight in that you find no freedom in yet?
很多的人事物会那样子的容易摸着我们搅扰我们弟兄姊妹这都是我们生命里面的未得之地、
particular person, particular thing, particular event that bothers us these are all things that we could gain and grow in
所以一面当我们被他搅扰的时候我们不舒服
so on the one hand maybe we would be uncomfortable when we are bothered by it
但是另外一方面我们希望对我们是一个提醒
but at the same time it would be a reminder for us
也是一个镜子在这里照我们
and it would be a mirror that is in front of usHe is so funny.
他好皮哦。修华对吗？哈，他讲英文，我就要翻中文嘛。他好皮啊。我们感谢主，好到各地去，人家都夸奖我们的翻译，很少，比较少夸奖我。OK,
let's keep going.
我的前言讲完了。弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我这两天一直跟大家讲一句话。
And these few days, I've been repeating this.
我说要来就来真的。
We're gonna do it. We're gonna do it for real.
要给就给最好的。
And if we're gonna give, we're gonna give the best.
要来就来真的就是我们要竭力得着神的上好。
And we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it for real. It's to lay hold of the very best from God.
因为这是跟神发生关系。
Because this has something to do with God.
我们的 business 是跟神发生关系。
Our business has something to do with God.
我们这一生是跟神发生关系。
Our entire life has something to do with God.
而神最好的礼物就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
And God's very best gift is His Son, Jesus Christ.
要来就来真的，得不到基督不甘心。
If we're gonna do it, let's do it for real. If we do not lay hold of Christ, we will not relent.
在我所受的苦里面，没有得着基督，我就白白受苦。
And the things that I suffer in, if I have not laid hold of Christ, then I've suffered.
在我所有的追求里面，如果我所得的只是今生的，划不来。
If all my pursuits is just for this life, then I've wasted it.
我可以是学生
，I could be a student.
但是我在我学生的生涯里面，基督是我的中心。
But in this span, Christ is the center of what I'm doing.
我可以在这里职场做工
and I may be working in the world
但工作是我的副业
but this, my occupation is secondary
我在那里被神造就我在那里被神训练
God's training me up in where I am
我在那里在基督的学校里面当门徒我来得着基督
that in the school of Christ I am a disciple that I may lay hold of Christ
所以竭力得着神的上好就是要在一切的事上得着基督
and with my utmost that I may lay hold of Christ is that in all things I would lay hold of him
这就是亚伯拉罕蒙召的第一个目的
and again the very first purpose of the call of Abraham
承受祝福
that he may be inherit blessings
论福我要赐大福给你
and concerning blessings I will greatly bless you
有什么福比得上他儿子耶稣基督呢
what blessing can compare to his son Jesus Christ
所以这是第一件事情
this is the very first thing
要来就来真的
if you're going to do it let's do it for real
要竭力得着神的上好
that with all your might lay hold of the very best
就是要在一切的事上得着基督
so that in all thingsGain Christ.
这就是亚伯拉罕所说的承受祝福。
So this is what is talked about when Abraham can inherit the blessing.
第二件事情。
Secondly.
要给就给最好的。
If you're going to give, give the very best.
就是活出我们的最好来。
That we're going to live out our very best.
换句话说就是在各处能够活出基督来流露基督。
In other words, no matter where I go, I may give out Christ.
这也就是亚伯拉罕蒙召的第二个重要的目的。
And the second important call of Abraham.
讲到他成为祝福。
That he became.A blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹这两件事情我希望这些日子真成为我们里面的一个准绳一个标杆
and we pray that this would be the plumb line for, and the goal for our lives as we hear it
所以保 保罗的这一生就是得着基督，就是活出基督来。
So Paul, his entire life is to gain Christ and to live out Christ.
所以当他在亚基帕王面前讲话的时候
，So therefore, when he was presented before King Agrippa,
他说：“故此我没有违背那从上头来的意象。
”And he says, "Therefore, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision."
耶稣基督向我显现。
Jesus Christ revealed himself to me.
我这一生都断送在他的显现上。
This entire life, I've ended at that moment.
哎，我整个人生改变了。
My entire life was changed.
自耶稣来住在我心。
Since Jesus came to dwell in my heart.
我生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
What a great and wonderful change in my life.
我人生的道路有何等奇妙的改变。
What a wonderful change in the path of my life.
我的价值观有何等奇妙的改变。
What a wonderful change in the values within me.
我整个人生不一样了。
My entire life has been changed.
这是保罗。
This is Paul.
然后你去读保罗所有的书信里面。
And then you go and read all the epistles that he's written.
他不仅仅他个人是这个样子。
Not only for him personally.
他特别在讲到教会的启示的时候。
When he talks about the vision of the church,
他也把教会带进这个伟大的模式里面。
He brought the church into this great, wonderful model.
基督是一切。
That Christ is all.
基督是一切又一切。
Christ is all and in all.
而教会是基督的发表，是基督的彰显。
And the church is the expression of Christ.
我们得着基督。
When we lay hold of Christ.
不光是个人的事
，not just individually，
也是家庭的事
，not just for our families，
也是教会的事
，but it's also for the church。
我们活出基督来
，when we live out Christ，
不仅是个人的事
，not just individually，
也是家庭的事
，not just your family，
也是教会的事情
，but for the entire church。
所以我说，我们教会的意向和使命是什么
？So what is the vision and the commission for SVCA？
我们讲到我们的意向是讲到基督和教会。
Our vision is that Christ and His church。
而我们的使命呢
？And our commission，
就是无论个人、家庭和教会。
Whether individuals, families, or the church as a whole,
我们都希望能够成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人。
That we may be witnesses of the flesh, the word becoming flesh.
能够成为耶稣真实的彰显啊。
That the true representation of Jesus Christ.
在圣经上有很多的这个我们基督徒得到的角色。
And we have many roles as Christians.
我们最常讲的蒙恩的罪人。
And oftentimes we say that we are sinners saved by grace.
是不是蒙恩的罪人？
Are we sinners saved by grace?
是的，请举手哈。
Raise your hands if you feel so.
我们都举手了。
Amen.
是蒙爱的儿女。
And we are a children that are beloved.
啊，老约翰说，你看我们是神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。
Behold, we are the children of God. Indeed, we are the children of God.
我们是蒙召的祭司，为了侍奉他。
We are priests that have been called and been ordained.
怎么少掉好几个了
？And we lost a lot of hands on that one.
你继续讲，还可以讲很多的。
And we keep going on the roles that we possess. We go on and on.
我们是十架的精兵。
And we are soldiers of the cross.
我们是忠心的管家。
And we are faithful stewards.
哦，我们是神的仆人。
We are the servants of the Lord.
我们可以一直讲下去。
We can keep going.
但是在讲每一个角色的时候。
But in all of these roles.
对我个人来说。
For me personally.
没有一个角色比讲到我们是耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人更让我里面澎湃啊。
And nothing makes me leap on the inside than to mention.The fact that we are witnesses of Jesus Christ becoming flesh.
请大家注意，我不是在讲我们为道成肉身的耶稣做见证。
And please pay attention. I am not saying that we are witnesses for the one who became flesh.
为道成肉身的耶稣做见证，这是指传福音、传扬他。
And to testify for the one who became flesh is that we're declaring the gospel. We're speaking of him.
成为耶稣基督道成肉身的见证人，是要我们活出他来。
To be a witness of the word.Becoming flesh is that we may let the word live out through us.
弟兄姊妹，这是太大的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is so great.
我们能够活出多少呢？
How much can we live out?
在乎我们得着他多少？
It depends on how much we can gain of him.
我们能够活出他多丰富呢？
How richly we can live him out?
在乎我们在基督里的长进到底有多少？
It depends on how much we can grow in Christ.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul tells us.
神是轻慢不得的。
God cannot be mocked.
人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
What you sow, what you will gain.
虽然他这句话是重在讲奉献
，So yes, he's talking about the aspect of offering.
其实也讲到我们整个人的一生，你在你所有的抉择、所有的拣选里面。
But it talks about all of our lives, all of our choices.
顺从情欲撒种的，从情欲受败坏。
You sow according to the flesh, then you will reap according to the flesh.
顺从圣灵撒种的，从圣灵收永生。
So if you sow according to the Spirit, you will reap.Eternal life.
那弟兄姊妹，我们每天都在撒种。
So every single day we're sowing seeds.
那到底我们想要得什么
？What is it that you want to gain?
种什么就是什么。
Whatever you sow, that is what you will gain.
今天我们所收的是过去所种的。
What we are reaping today is what we sown yesterday.
将来不久我们都要收今天所种的。
So not too far from this day, we're going to reap what we have sowed today.
而且有一天圣经上告诉我们，当我们人生结束的时候。
And the scripture tells us that when the day comes, when this life ends,
我们要按着今生所做所行的，在基督的台前受审判。
And according to what we have done, we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
到了启示录二十二章十二节的时候，主耶稣说看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我。
And Revelation chapter 22, the Lord says, Behold, I am coming quickly, and I come with a reward.
听到了没有？他说他快要来。
He says, I am coming quickly.
他负责赏罚这件事情。
He is responsible for the issue of rewarding.
我们个人要照着自己所行的，在他面前。
We individually need to stand before Him.
接受报应啊。
And to receive.
所以底下说到他是 Alpha, 他是 Omega, 他是始，他是终。
And so he says that I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, I am the beginning, I am the end.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是很关键的一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, this is crucial.
这个原则如果我们掌握住了。
This principle, if you could grasp.
我们个人不一样。
You will be changed.
家庭不一样。
Your family will be different.
教会不一样。
Our church will be different.
所以我一直说在教会里面。
So I keep saying inside the church.
没有独裁，也没有民主。
There is no...dictatorship and there is no democracy.
只有基督做主。
Only Christ is the Lord.
我们要在主的面前用祷告来明白神的旨意。
And in prayers we come to know the will of the Lord.
我们希望在这里所有所做的事情是能够经得起火有永存的价值。
And we pray that everything that we do can be tried by fire and has eternal value.
所以很多属灵的原则是要从要掌握住它的。
And a lot of spiritual principles we need to be able to grasp it.
不然我们的生活里面非常辛苦。
Or else our lives we're going to, it's going to be very difficult to live.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。